Blog Talk Radio.
I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I will be healed as I let Him teach me to heal. Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to my show, Radiate Love Radio. I am Brian Shokas, your host. The intention of my show is to bring about the awareness of the truth of who you really are through the teachings of A Course in Miracles. What is A Course in Miracles? Simply put, it is the truth of who you really are put into words. But there is a breakdown in words because the ego only understands so much, and the truth of who you are can understand so much more. But I assure you, through our experience with one another, the truth of who you are will understand the teachings of A Course in Miracles in this space. Because if you find yourself in this space, it is because you have allowed yourself to come to this space from the guidance of the truth of who you really are. And this space will bring to your awareness more and more of that truth. And this is what we shall explore in every episode, until we are experiencing the fullness of our truth in every moment, in the now, always. I would like to bring to your attention the prayer that I said at the beginning of this episode. Let us look at it line for line. I am here only to be truly helpful. How is it that anyone can help anyone else truly in this world? The true way to be helpful is to be that which you wish others to be. Gandhi told us this long ago. Be the thing that you wish to see. Only then shall you see it for yourself. And sharing this with you, I see it for myself more and more. This is the true path to enlightenment. And this is the path that we must follow to find our enlightenment. It is the same for all of us. It is a journey we must all do alone. And that is not a scary proposition, because as that prayer that I say at the beginning of each episode says in the next verse, I am here to represent Him who sent me. You are being called to be that which you wish to see. And so when you fulfill that, you feel full, because the truth of who you are is within you at all times and has never left you. And as we learn to listen to it and to drown out the other voices, the voices of the ego mind, we begin to experience the fullness of our true self that is within us always. And as we follow that voice, there is nothing to worry about. There is nothing to fear. Because that voice represents the truth of who you really are and the truth of God, which is all things. It goes on to say, I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. This is so true, which makes following the truth of who you really are the easiest thing to do, because it is like an actor on stage with an earpiece in its ear, listening to the next instruction of what to say and what to do. There is no thinking involved, which can be tiresome. There is no remembering to do, which can be hard. There is simply passing the word on that is given to you in that moment as it comes to you. Passing it on verbatim as you hear it. And how difficult can that really be? That is the truth of who you are. And in that, you will experience your wholeness once again. And this is what I bring to you through this show, through this time together. And the more that you allow yourself to simply move into it, the more of it you will experience. That passage goes on to say, I am content to be whatever he is, knowing he goes there with me. And heal that I can to heal. As you go where you are directed, but you in turn are healed by the very gift that you give. This is the beauty of wholeness. This is the truth of the passage, it is better to give than it is to receive. Become real. For you cannot receive anything worth receiving if you do not first give. It is in being in this space with you now. God, that I receive the wholeness of God given to me to give to you. This is the planetary shift that is happening now. We are realizing that taking does not bring you anything but grief, does not bring you anything but pain. Only in giving do you experience the fullness, the beauty of which you are. Let us not forget this reality each and every moment. For this is the power of who you really are. Let us now begin at the very beginning of the book. In chapter 1, The Meaning of Miracles, section 1, Principles of Miracles. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. It's not harder or bigger than another. They're all the same. all expressions of love are maximal. What does this say? Simply put, there are only two experiences you can have. One of light and wholeness, and one of separation and darkness. One of God and one of ego. Now the truth is, the ego is not real. The ego is created by God. You create the ego that you experience by forgetting the wholeness of your true self, and therefore experience only a partial piece of yourself, which we call the ego. And from this state of being, you feel all the negativity that you feel. But the negativity is not real. It is like a puppet feeling pain while it is the puppet master who gives the puppet any expression. So therefore, the puppet's experience is not one that is real. That we can believe the experience is real, even though it is not. And it doesn't matter how much pain or suffering one person is feeling over someone else. All experiences of pain and suffering are not real. And therefore, they can equally be corrected right now, in this moment now. There are no goals that you have to achieve. There are no levels that you have to reach to experience your oneness again. For your oneness can only be experienced now, and now is all that there is. You are not required to take a long time to raise your level of consciousness to a certain level before you attain your enlightenment. For when you finally do, quote, attain your enlightenment, it will be in that very moment that you, quote, attain it. And that moment can come at any time. That moment could be now. And so each person who is experiencing their ego mind is simply calling out for love. And you are being given an opportunity in that moment to share the love of your wholeness, which is also the love of the wholeness of those, of that which who is calling for your love. And in connecting with that person, only then can you feel your wholeness. That is why I do this show now, so that I can move closer to my wholeness as I help you to move closer to yours. This is what we all must do to experience our wholeness once again. Number two, miracles as such do not matter. The only thing that matters is their source, which is far beyond evaluation. What is a miracle? A miracle is simply a realization of the truth of God that lays at the base of all experience. And since no one experience outside of God, in quotations, is any harder or bigger than another, it does not require any more effort to experience your wholeness or the miracle of God in any given moment. The only thing that matters is that you eventually experience the wholeness in that moment. That is how you set yourself free. Number three, miracles occur naturally as a result of love. The clear miracle is the love that inspires them. In this sense, everything that comes from it is a miracle. Love and a miracle are the same. So love brings about truth. Is what we call a miracle. We did not believe that anything else could be a result of us. It is when we do not understand the truth of life that life then appears before us that we call it a miracle. But life is no miracle. It just is what it is. It's actually the bliss and death that is a miracle, if you ask me. Because how could it be any less miraculous to believe that there is an ending to timelessness? No such concept in that realm. And only in bringing that consciousness into the truth to bring ourselves from it. Love is all that there is. And love is the only thing that will bring us back to our wholeness. Number four, all miracles mean life. And God is the giver of life. His voice will direct you very specifically. You will be told all that you need to know. This is simply telling us that we do not have to learn how to come back to our wholeness. We simply need to learn how to listen once again to the voice of our wholeness, which has never left us. It is only that we chose to no longer listen to it in favor of the voice of the ego that we forgot what it sounds like. It is time to remember that voice, to follow it, and to allow it to lead us back to our wholeness. Number five, miracles are habits and should be involuntary. They should not be under conscious control. Consciously selected miracles can be misguided. What does this mean? What this is telling us is that you will never be able to hear the voice because you are the one who creates the voice. You will only be able to hear the voice because you quieted your mind down enough to hear it. It never stops speaking. It never stops calling out to you. But you have stopped listening to it. To listen to it once again, you bring yourself back into your wholeness. No one can do this for you. Only you can do it for yourself. And as you begin to do it more and more, you find it to be the place of being without trying. You find yourself in that space naturally because it is your natural state of being. That we release ourselves our beliefs and allow ourselves to join with the truth that is the truth within the depths of us, that we find ourselves at peace once again. To realize the truth of you is your natural state of being. You don't have to do anything to experience it. It is you. So when you do not experience it, I should tell you immediately that there's something wrong with what you are experiencing in that moment. This awareness can simply bring you back to your truth, instantaneously. And it should bring you back to your truth instantaneously. I encourage you, as you go throughout your day, every day, in every moment, that you are constantly checking in with yourself to make sure that you're experiencing the fullness of yourself. By not covering yourself with thoughts, but rather by listening to the thoughts that come to you through your wholeness. This is your place of peace. This is your place of wholeness. This is your place of love. Number 7. Miracles are everyone's right, but purification is necessary first. This is saying, as we really are, at the core of yourself. Before you can experience it fully, you must release yourself from the bondage that you put over it, that hid it from your consciousness. And although it took work to build the wall to block you from your consciousness, it takes no work to let it all go. Like lifting a heavy rock, it takes a lot of effort and strength to lift it, but it takes no effort to let it go and fall to the ground with the force of gravity. She tires you out to hold the mirror that she believes in you, that covers the truth of who you really are, which is peace. I encourage you to stop seeking peace and to just simply let go of that which keeps you from peace, your natural state of being. Learning to let go is the key. It is the key that will set you free. And it is not hard to do. That is the blessing of God. Number 8. Miracles are healing because they supply a lack. They are performed by those who temporarily have more for those who temporarily have less. Your unconsciousness is born about from the lack of your awareness of the truth of who you are. And there are many ways to remember the truth of who you really are. But the simplest is to go of who you think you are, to get out of your head, to get out of your mind and into your heart. Into your peace. the emotional heart. That's the heart of your being. That you can feel the depth of who you are is what we should seek, quote, seek to attain. Rather, is a choice to no longer block who you are. Be our focus as we go out through the day, each and every day, each and every moment. This is the path that will set you free, that will allow you to be full of who you are. Be what we desire. Okay. This is my message for you tonight. Reflect upon and allow this into your whole, to your heart, and to your soul. Just hope you remember the truth of who you really are.